6 months, 3 days, by Charlie Jane Anders, read by Jamie DuPont McKenzie. The man who can see the future has a date with the woman who can see many possible futures. Judy is nervous but excited, keeps looking at things she spotted out of the corner of her eye. She's wearing a floral Laura Ashley-style dress with an ankh necklace, and her legs are rambunctious, her calves moving under the table. It's distracting because Doug knows that in 2.5 weeks, those cucumber-smooth ankles will be hooked on his shoulders, and that curly reddish-brown hair will spill everywhere onto her lemon floral pillows. This image of their future coitus has been in Doug's head for years, with varying degrees of clarity, and now it's almost here. The knowledge makes Doug almost giggle at the wrong moment, but then it hits him. She's seen this future, too. Or she may have, anyway. Doug has his sandy hair cut in a neat fringe that was almost fashionable a couple of years ago. You might think he cuts his own hair, but Judy knows he doesn't, because he'll tell her otherwise in a few weeks. He's much, much better looking than she thought he would be, and this comes as a huge relief. He has rude, pouty lips and an upper lip that darkens no matter how often he shaves it, with Elvis Costello glasses. And he's almost a foot taller than her, 6'4". Now that Judy's seen Doug for real, she's reimagining all the conversations they might be having in the coming weeks and months, all of the drama and all of the sweetness. The fact that Judy can be attracted to him, knowing everything that could lie ahead, consoles her tremendously. Judy is nattering on about some Chinese novelist she's been reading in translation, one of those cruel satirists from the days after the May 4th movement, from back when writers were so conflicted they had to rename themselves things like contradiction. Doug is just staring at her, not saying anything.